as I'm always saying, God is a God of principles. And, you know, some of the most knotty problems in the Bible would be explained if we could keep that in our minds. And as is often the case, Genesis is the seedbed of the Bible, and we find principles laid down there that will tell us how God may act in any given circumstance. And the circumstance that I'm particularly thinking about right now is that of when God came to Abraham in Genesis 18 and appeared to him in the plains of Mamre, because he was going to bring judgment on Sodom and Gomorrah. So God has, because of who Abraham is going to be, shall I tell Abraham what's going to happen, seeing he is about to become? And because of the prophetic word over Abraham, God takes him into his confidence and tells him that he's going to bring judgment upon Sodom and Gomorrah. And Abraham says some very interesting words here at this point. He says in verse 25, "Far be it from you to do something like this, to kill the righteous with the wicked." Therein lies a principle of God and judgment. And if we would but hear this, it would relieve the minds of a lot of those dear ones who think that the church will go through the great tribulation that is to come upon the earth in the last 7 years of Israel's history. Far be it from you to kill the righteous with the wicked. God's principle here, and it is shown right the way through, is that when he's going to bring judgment upon the earth, universal judgment, in any place, he lifts the righteous out. So he lifts Noah out. Now he lifts Abraham out from a specific place, a specific nation, Sodom and Gomorrah. And beloved, when the time comes, he will lift his bride out before he brings judgment again, the final judgment upon the earth, before the great white throne judgment. And while I'm talking about that, I just want to undo something that I often hear from Christians' mouths, and it shows me the misconception. "When I stand before the judgment seat," they say. Let me just tell you, my darling, you will never stand before the judgment seat in terms of the great white throne. You will stand before the bema seat, but the bema seat, my pet, is where you get your rewards. It's not where you go for judgment. Jesus took all your punishment upon the cross. There is therefore now no judgment for those, or condemnation for those who are in Christ Jesus. So I could have undone two hooks for you here today. One is that you won't go through the tribulation, the great tribulation. Tribulation you will have, trouble you will have in this life, but the great tribulation you will not go through, because God is a God of principles. It's ever so simple. And neither will you stand before the great white throne. Only the unbeliever will stand there. You, my darling, will stand before the bema seat, which is a low platform, to receive from his hand the rewards and to hear the words, "Well done, thou good and faithful servant. Enter into the joy of thy Lord. Have rule over 10 cities. So, begs the question, how are you doing with your ruling and reigning training? It's what it's all about. Eternity. This could actually cause you to have a rethink about what you do with your life. Because you are training for reigning. You can't get away from it. You are destined, my beloved, for the throne. You are destined to rule, whether you like it or not. That's what he's training you for. That's what you're in the school of the spirit for. You are going to reign and rule with your invincible king for eternity. Another principle there, I think. God bless you.